Didn't Want You to See Me Like This, written by Ivic and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Bucky/Clint. Summary: Clint wakes up stiff and not in the fun way. Clint woke slowly, warm and cozy, the aches in his body a distant background noise, waiting on the sidelines, but not demanding his attention yet. Unlike his bladder. He didn't want to move from the bed, wanted to hold on to the feeling of contentment. He couldn't remember the last time he'd felt so blissful waking up, but didn't have a choice. He shifted slightly, preparing himself to move, and his brain finally woke up enough to catch onto what had made such a difference to his morning. Bucky was curled around his body, breath snuffling against his shoulder, one arm draped across his waist. Clint bit back a groan at the realization. He didn't resent Bucky for falling asleep after promising just 5 minutes. Not exactly. But he'd been pretty clear that he hadn't wanted any overnight guests when they'd started hooking up. Nothing to do about it now, though. He might have tried to wait Bucky out under different circumstances, let him wake up and send him to start the coffee pot or something, so Clint could climb out of bed unseen, but he didn't have that luxury. Clint did his best to extricate himself without waking Bucky up, sliding out from under his arm slowly and twisting his body into a sitting position. Feet on the floor, he braced himself on the mattress before he shoved himself upward. He didn't quite make it to standing, tight muscles and joints refusing to uncoil. "Are you okay?" Clint could hear the concern lace through the rasp of sleep in Bucky's voice. "Fine," he bit out, irritated and embarrassed, as he started to shuffle forward. He felt Bucky's broad palm brush against the small of his back and tried to swat at it but didn't connect. Bucky's hand dropped anyway as Clint kept moving forward, slowly straightening his spine as he went. By the time he reached the bathroom door, he was almost at full height. He didn't bother to look back at Bucky before closing the door firmly between them. He didn't want to see the pity. He had to come out eventually, and when he did, Bucky was sitting, still naked under the covers as far as Clint could tell, propped up against the wall at the head of the bed. Worry was also still naked on his face, and another surge of irritation swept through Clint. Damn it, this was why nobody was supposed to be there when Clint climbed out of bed in the morning. "Are you sure you're okay?" "I said I was, didn't I?" Moving a little freer after taking the time to stretch in the confines of the small bathroom, Clint headed to his dresser and yanked out a pair of sleep pants. His back protested as he bent enough to shove his feet into them, but he managed to suppress the grunt of pain. The ibuprofen he had swallowed hadn't had time to kick in yet. Bucky was quiet as Clint dressed and studiously ignored him. It wasn't the most mature move, but getting caught out had thrown him for a loop. "Don't tell," Clint started, as he finally turned to face Bucky, at the same time that Bucky began with, "Did I?" They both broke off. "Clint, if I hurt you, you have to tell me what I did." Clint considered, for the barest of moments, letting Bucky think that his stiffness and pain was the result of some over-enthusiastic sex move, but they hadn't done anything particularly athletic the night before. If anything, things had been a little tamer than their standard fare because they'd both been exhausted coming off a mission. But that was a dick move, and not one of the fun ones. He could see that Bucky was beating himself up over the idea that he'd accidentally hurt Clint. "No, Buck, you didn't. It's nothing you did. This is just me." "What do you mean?" "This is my normal. I'm used to it. I'm getting old, I guess. Broken myself one too many times, and now, when I get up, it takes a few minutes for the kinks to work out." "You're not old." "You just watched me hobble out of here like I was the centenarian." "Are you really okay? You seemed mad." "Yeah, well, I didn't really want you to see how busted up I am. I'm not useless, just because I'm a little stiff in the morning, okay?" It must have come out a little more aggressively than Clint had intended, because Bucky's eyebrows and hands shot up, as if to ward off an attack. "I don't think you're useless, Clint." It feels like I've got an expiration date stamped on my forehead, Clint confessed. Nobody is going to last forever with this gig, Bucky said, with a wary sympathy. But unless you're hiding more than a little stiffness, I don't think it's time to put you out to pasture yet. This is the only thing I have going for me, Buck. I'm not ready to lose the team. Lose you, he didn't add. They weren't there yet, in large part because Clint kept Bucky at arm's length. Couples spent the night together, and Clint had still been kicking Bucky out as soon as he got off, trying to avoid exactly this scenario. Even if you retire from fieldwork, that doesn't mean leaving the team. What good am I if I'm not shooting my bow? I can think of a few things, Bucky said with a leer, probably trying to lighten the atmosphere, but Clint wasn't biting. But seriously, Clint, you're great at seeing the big picture and spotting holes in tactics, and I bet you're good at any number of back-of-the-house tasks. You'd be great at running ops instead of running around in the thick of things. Never comfortable with compliments, Clint tried to wave away the earnestness in Bucky's expression. You're biased. You just like me for my dick. I like you for more than your dick, you self-effacing asshole. Don't get me wrong, the dick is nice, but it's just a bonus. Aw, it's almost like you like me, Clint teased. Come on, Clint, of course I like you. We've been going steady for months now. Have we? Bucky's face blanked, and Clint realized he'd misstepped. Of course we have. It's not like I've been sleeping around with anyone else. I didn't realize you thought about us like that. Bucky looked slightly mollified at the verbal barrage of reassurance. Sometimes I don't know why. You're a pain in my ass. Did you really not think? The words trailed off. Clint registered the hurt and apprehension, but before he could come up with a response, Bucky had another question. Do you not want to be more than fuck buddies? Aw, shit. He was fucking this up. It didn't matter that he was already feeling vulnerable after the discoveries and confessions of the morning. He needed to fix this now, or he wasn't going to get another chance. No, of course I want more than that. Clint paused to swallow, steeling himself. I really like you, Bucky. I really like you too, Clint. Now they were both wearing goofy grins. Come back to bed, Bucky suggested. We don't have to be anywhere until after lunch. Let me show you how much I like your old ass. A startled laugh burst out of Clint, but he complied, happily clambering on top of Bucky. Maybe waking up with Bucky in the mornings wouldn't be so bad. The end.
Oh, I had a dream that you couldn't hear me screaming. Tried to tell you everything, but I wouldn't stop you leaving. I wanna.